wood.
Yeah, a long piece of wood.
Big angles, you know?
Right, uh-huh.
You know what kind I'm talking about?
I think I do, I'm not sure. Well, you got your posts in there, didn't you? You got posts going into the ground, and...
How far apart would you have those?
I don't know, maybe about 6-7 feet or something like this, I'm not sure. And then you have long pieces of board, two long pieces of board leaving space. And that was a rail fence for us.
So you had your posts set in every 6 or 7 feet and then vertical?
Right.
Slant. Mm-hmm. Were they all round or was it cut or?
It varied. Sometimes people just used lumber, spare lumber to deal with it. Sometimes they used round pieces of wood. Varied.
Okay. What kind of vessels would you use, like, you know, to carry water in or something like that?
Buckets, pots. And that's about it. I can think of buckets and pots, yeah. If we had anything else. Jars. My grandfather never had a good car.
Never had a what?
Never had a good car. Well, he'd never keep it good, you know. He'd always carry water jars because his radiator always leaked.
Oh.
So he would carry these very clear jars and put them in the back of his car, so whenever the car seemed like it was going to get overheated, he'd get out and pour some water in there, stuff like that. Funny story about that. One day he was coming from the side of the house with his two water jars, and our neighborhood was not necessarily noted for it, but there was a moonshiner in our neighborhood. And, you know, they sort of like watch the man's house to pick up on all this illegal liquor. There got my granddaddy out.
They meaning the neighbors?
No, police.
Oh.
Law enforcement agents. I was a good sized kid. I was about in my teens at that time. My grandfather's coming from along the side of the house with these water jugs, and the police jumped out, pulled his weapon, halt. About to put him, representing the revenuers, about to put him in jail because he thought he had moonshine in his clear water jars. And so he stuck his finger down and he found out that it was water. He apologized for the longest about the whole situation, you know. But he just all of a sudden assumed that my grandfather was a shiner, you know, dealing with shine.
Well, now speaking of shining and all that, what were some of the names that you would have for illegal? Was that the only name that you'd have? Are there any other names that there might be for illegal?
Splo.
What now? What was Splo?
Supposedly, I think the connotation, if I get it right, when you took some of it, there was an explosion in your stomach, you know, so they call it splo.
Yeah.
And moonshine, I don't know, I guess that's just universal. Well, they made it while the moon was shining, I'm not sure. But rock gut would be another.
Now, splo and rock gut, is there a category difference? For example, is there such thing as good moonshine and bad moonshine?
Yeah, I guess so. But rock gut to me was the colored whiskey.
The darker whiskey?
Yeah, the darker whiskey. Moonshine, of course, was very clear, and so was the splo. But rock gut was supposedly the cheaper form.
Have you ever drank any else?
Yeah, once. Once was enough.
Was that splo or moonshine?
I had a little bit of both. I don't remember which one it was. All I know, I was messed up.
Was splo exactly what it was supposed to be?
It exploded. I don't know if it exploded. It exploded in my stomach first, and then the next day, my head felt like it had been ripped off, you know, mm-hmm. Something like this. And, as a kid, I was doing it. I had nothing else to do, you know. Mr. Pegg had foolishly buried some stuff near our house. I saw him when he buried it, and I went out, and my brother and I went out and dug it up, and decided we were going to have a good time with it.
Did you?
Oh, boy.
I find that splo interesting. Do you happen to know what might have been in it as opposed to moonshine?
I have no idea. All I knew was enough to make you go home and watch.